Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. You are listening to the Jeremiah Bostic Show, and I am forever grateful. I'm Jeremiah Bostic, here to motivate and inspire you just to get you through to the end of the week. I'm so happy, of course, to be with you this Wednesday for another episode. And so I would like to thank you all for showing me some love and getting another Wednesday dose of motivational and inspirational love to hopefully give you some sort of solitude, some type of peace in your life. Now, we're all at times have some type of trouble, some type of worry in our lives. And you know what? It's normal. It's just like, you know, sometimes, well, just know that you are human. Okay? And so when we have trouble or we get worried about things, some of us tend to shut down completely from life. Some of us even shut down from trusting and having faith within the Most High Yah himself. Let me ask you a question. How long do you linger around in your troubles? How long do you linger around in your troubles? Do you have someone to talk to when troubles and worries become so much that you feel like you're just losing a battle of some sort and you don't know how to overcome? I ask because at times I've gotten to the point to where I felt all goodness was lost. Why do I need to live? Maybe I should just end it all and just be done with it. But that was until I found Yahshua HaMashiach, Christ Jesus, my best friend that I personally run to in the time of need. But then I would feel guilty because it seems that I would only call on him when I was in trouble. And I never called on him when things were good to thank him. Never called on him just to say hello. Why? Because my life was so consumed with everyone and everything that it never came across my mind to talk to the one who sacrificed himself for me. Now, I'm not going to quote scripture, okay? Not this time. I just want to share with you what's been on my mind, and possibly you have felt the same way. So with that, let me complain and get things off of my chest. All right. I'm tired of this big old rock we call Earth. And you know what? I'm tired of the people in it. Can I just complain for a while? I'm tired of the crime that goes on. I'm tired of the homeless not being taken care of. I'm so sick of the racism that goes on around this country. I'm irritated by the people who don't care about people working hard for the things that they have just to have some lazy person who don't want to work for a living take your stuff, and it burns me. I'm tired of all the killings, senseless killings, and the wars. War after war after war. I mean, how come you folks can't get along or just leave other people and countries alone and let them do their own thing unless they mess with you? It's that simple. But I guess simple-minded people do simple-minded things, and they just can't help themselves. But you know what? In the end, God, the Almighty, is in control. And it is imperative that you give all worries and troubles to Him, because He is your creator. He loves you, and He will be there for you, but you must believe and have faith in Him. All the troubles we see and all the worries we face is all not for nothing. See, there's a bigger plan in place. And though we don't understand what God's plan is and what He has in store for us, we must still have faith and believe. But don't do what I did, okay? Don't just call Him whenever you're troubled, but call on Him just to talk to Him. Just to say, hey, how you doing? Thank Him. Look, He understands your troubles. He understands your worries, and He understands your pain. Give Him a chance. Read His word. And you know what? In a matter of fact, read His word in any language, no matter where you're from, because this is just not a message for the people of America. This message is for the world. To all races, to all ethnic groups, and all religions. If things are not shaping up for you, try Yahweh. You might be surprised as to what He can do for you. I'll be right back.
Hey man, how you doing out there? I hope your answer is well, but whether it is or it's not, I want you to come over here to the MediaCast One and take a listen to this show called Black Men Talking. Guess who's doing the talking? Black men doing all the talking. We're talking about things that black men need to get off their chests. come on, I invite you to join the conversation at Black Men Talking. Let's have a funky good time.
Hello, everyone. This is Nicole, CEO and founder of Soul Stash Studio, A Creative Adventure. I'm super excited to announce my newest publication, Soul Stash Journals, A Mindful Approach to Creative Writing. It's a series of journals that allow the reader to immerse themselves in a different creative art projects, and it's filled with different writing prompts and artistic activities that are designed to promote creative literacy. Our second publication, 52 Weeks of Art, is currently in the final stage of edits and should be published by this summer of 2023. You can find all of our creative projects at soulstashstudio.com, and we are also hosting a national art contest for our upcoming studio in Loveland, Colorado, which you can also find more details about on our website. Not only are we opening this private art studio, but we are expanding into the local artistic communities to engage and empower and encourage other artists to explore their own personal creative abilities. So if you're looking for a creative adventure too, check us out on our website, soulstashstudio.com.
All right. We are back. Like I said, this was a short show. So let's go ahead and get to it. Quote of the week comes from it really doesn't have an author. I got it from Pinterest. And it has a email address here that says you can go to curiano.com. That's curiano.com. All right. So check it out if you're interested. But the quote of the week says, "No matter how things look right now, know that God is still in control of our life. Stay in peace and believe that He will always be with you in all directions." All right, y'all. This has been another episode, a short episode, but I hope if you weren't never a believer before, you might just give y'all a try and see what happens in your personal life. Please don't forget to take a few minutes out of your busy day to breathe. Inhale, exhale, and let it go. For this is the gift that the Most High Yahweh has given you. Stay blessed, prayed up, and shalom.